Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to this week's It's the Economy Stupid Podcast. Welcome, everyone. I'm your chief economist from Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of the parent of our parent company, Lincoln Ledger LLC, which there are several industries, branches, enterprises, divisions, you name it, we've got it. So, let me get it to where I'm in frame here. Here we go. Get this a little. There we go. Okay. So, today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, is down at the bottom on the ticker, Sam Walton. Who was Sam Walton? Well, for those of you who don't know who Sam Walton is, Sam Walton is the founder of Walmart and Sam's Club. Yeah, that's Sam Walton. And that's the topic of today's podcast, is this man. The man who created a corporation that was meant to be I should say not meant to be, but started out as a pop and mom shop. Think about that. A pop and mom shop was what Walmart started out to be. And of course, it grew. It grew into the corporation that we know today. And the reason why I wanted to talk about Sam Walton was that, number one, I wish I could have met the man. I really would have enjoyed talking to this guy. Just to get his perspective on things. Of what do we do now? Where do we go now? I learned a lot from this man just by listening to what he said on how he treated people. He treated people in the manner of that of the United States Constitution. Think about that. He was part of that generation. And what he did, in which is the policy of this company, of this entire company, is which are which the president and CEO does, is this: that most higher ups, they will only talk to the manager. They won't talk to those in the department. Sam Walton was not like that. Sam Walton was the type of person that would go up to the manager, shake the manager's hand, and then say, "Where's your department?" He wanted to talk to people who were in the department. Yeah, sure, he'll talk to the manager, but he wanted to know about the people working in that department. In fact, one of the stories I heard, and this was from a guy who saw Sam Walton, was that Sam came in to the store one day and did what he always did. "Hi, how are you doing? Where's your department?" And one of the people in the department had a problem with the manager. Now, Sam was not like most managers today, which is, "Well, you know, it's this or it's that," or you know what I'm talking about. You're not. You know what I'm talking about. No, what Sam did was he turned to the manager and he said, "I want to see you in the office now." And even though the door was shut, you could hear Sam Walton screaming from the front of the store, and the office is in the back. Yeah. That's who Sam Walton was. He cared about the people who worked for him. In fact, there's many times where he would be talking with those that were just in the department. Yeah, sure, he talks to the managers and this and that. They work for him too. But the people that he talked to the most were those that were not managers, that were viewed as nothing but underlings. And that's what Sam did. In fact, that's become the policy of this company, where it's, "Hey, how are you doing? Where's your department? I want to talk to the people of your department." Yeah. That's Sam Walton. The only problem today is that he died in 1992. He was an old man. He really was. And I tell you today that, and trust me, I've been employed at Walmart. And this is not a Walmart bashing moment. This is more of a wow. You've got no clue what he was talking about, because they had at the time, they were attempting to, I guess, reform themselves to Sam Walton. And my only response was, you do not know what he was saying. You do not know what he was saying. The man was from a generation where they knew the United States Constitution. They knew, mind your own business. They knew it. they knew to that's life. Leave the person alone. Let them live their own life. Let them pursue their own happiness. Not what we've got today, where it's, well, you can't pursue your own happiness because that offends somebody. Where with Sam Walton, it was quite the opposite. It was, look, if that's your pursuit of happiness, go for it. I encourage you to go for it. If it fails, it failed, but you did it. You went there and failed. Yeah. The problem is we don't teach that anymore in economics. We don't teach that in civics either. Well, it's being said here on It's the Economy, Stupid. This is the economy where if this is your pursuit of happiness, then what's stopping you? The person who created this business, nothing stopped him. Nothing stopped him. 1 year was an idea, the next it was a reality. Think about that. 1 year it was an idea, the next year it was a reality. 2 years after that, three industries are born. Actually, I should say a year after that, an industry was born. And then the next year, two industries are born. And in that same year, a sister company is born. Think about that. Think about that. And the problem is, we don't think like Sam Walton anymore. Of go and pursue your own happiness. What's stopping you? What's stopping you from pursuing your own happiness? I mean, good grief. Sam Walton started out with nothing but a pop and mom shop. A pop shop. That's it. And look where what it's grown to today. Although I review his family and say you're doing what with it? You're doing what? Sam Walton was a great man, not a saint, because please, we're all far from being saints. I think the greatest quotation I've ever heard was from my mother's favorite Charles Dickens version of A Christmas Carol, where one of the characters in the movie says, "Oh, come now, we're all cutthroats under these fine dandy linens." Quite correct. We're all cutthroats under these fine dandy linens. Sam Walton, please. The man was a cutthroat under a fine dandy linen. I'm a cutthroat. We're all cutthroats under fine dandy linens. There's no escaping that. But what Sam Walton did was he cared about those who were employed under him. And if someone had a problem, he went to go make sure it was cared for, no matter what. that was Sam Walton. By the way, this is not a topic to bash someone who's been dead for quite some time. In fact, I've always thought the better of Sam Walton. I've always thought the better. In fact, one of the brands that's sold is, I think it's called Olroy. That brand, it's dog food, but it's named after his dog that he had. Mm-hmm. His dog. Uh-huh. Think about that. Do you know what's interesting about this company is that for anything being named for this company, either you had to have been born in Illinois and became famous somewhere else, born somewhere else but became famous in Illinois, which Abraham Lincoln was not born in Illinois. He was born in Kentucky, but he became famous in Illinois. Bob Newhart, born in Chicago, became famous somewhere else. Or you had to have been born and raised in Illinois, such as myself. I'm born and raised in Illinois. There's one enterprise of one of the industries of Lincoln Ledger LLC called Benny Wireless LLC. And the enterprise underneath that is called Emmett Till Walkman, which deals with all the video for our radio. And I didn't know, and I thought by the way, that's a black man. And I thought he was a singer. I thought he was a singer. I really did. And so did the guy who owns this joint. Maybe that'll be the next topic for our podcast. Marijuana. There you go. I'll have to clear it. Oh, yeah, there's a topic for you. Smoke. But come to find out that he was just born and raised in Illinois. And he was lynched in Mississippi. Yeah. That'll do it. And I've heard some people say, well, if he's not a singer, why did you put him there? I go, because he still fits the criteria. He still fits the criteria. He was born and raised in Illinois. The name stays. The name stays. Anyway. That's a lesson for people who are starting a business. Acquire the mentality of Sam Walton. Acquire the drive of Sam Walton. Sam Walton built, mind you, Walmart and Sam's Club into what they are today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, look at where they are today. I will tell you this. I respect Sam Walton. I just do not respect his family. I'll respect Sam Walton. because he was the entrepreneur. And so am I. It's a level of respect between entrepreneurs. Something that those who come later will never comprehend. In fact, I say, and trust me, I've met a few. I've met a few who, they are descendants of the person who created. And I just go, you've got no idea. You know how to keep the business going. That's all you know. But you're not like Sam Walton and myself, where we put our blood, our sweat, and our tears into the business. Where we started with nothing. We started with nothing. And now look at what's been created. Look at what's been created. My gosh. Look what's been created. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all that's going to be for the podcast for today. Our topic was Sam Walton. I can just imagine what Sam had to go through. The tireless nights, the days where it just seems that nothing is going right. Nothing is succeeding. I mean, it's failure after failure after failure. And you just want to pull your hair out and go, will this even succeed? I don't know. I don't even think Sam knew. All he did was hope. He hoped for the best and he expected the worst. That's what he did. Ladies and gentlemen, the next topic next week will be about marijuana. Will be about marijuana. So that's going to be an interesting topic. If you want to become a guest on this program, the programs committee of the engagement department handles all of that for, and we're going to see about getting maybe, we'll just leave it with that. But if you want to become a guest on here, it is $15 for 30 minutes, $35 for 60 minutes. This is streamed live to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and CloudHub. If you want to sponsor Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, you may do so via the Publicity Committee, via our Propaganda Department. Yes, that's what it's called. This is an Illinois company. Communism is alive in the state of Illinois, folks. Right now, I can hear Vladimir Putin going, huh? Anyway. But the prices are available there. You may use, there's three links there for ACH transfer, for credit card, and for Bitcoin. So, and they're in individual, nonprofit, or I think it's corporate is the next one. If you're an individual, there's an email there for at the sponsors page, not at the link, not at the sub pages, but at the actual page of sponsors. An email where you can send the name that you want put out, and we will put it out the way you want it. Also, if you're a nonprofit or corporate, if you do sponsor Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, which assists in the paying of this podcast, and also we're trying to get a magazine out that's based on the economy. Right now we are hiring interns and commission based only. That's all this company can afford. So that's per our labor relations department, and that's we gotta see if that's out on the website, on the main website, Lincoln Letcher LLC.site. We gotta make sure that's out there. If it's not, we'll link it and all that. If you want to advertise specifically on this podcast, you may do so. I do believe that's on the advertise. I think we've got the prices out for that. If not, we'll have to look at that. But yeah, you want to be a guest on here? Hey, spend $15. That way you can talk 30 minutes on marijuana next week. Thursday is when we'll do this. We'll have to make sure we put that in the... Mm-hmm. Thursday is usually when we perform these podcasts. It's streamed live. Audio's available afterwards. Or if you want to talk for 60 minutes, spend 35. We'll have you here. Come on down and talk. We'll have you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the podcast of It's the Economy, Stupid. And I know what people will say. Well, we don't like being called stupid. It's been proven. Don't blame me. Y'all prove it daily. I'm not the one, and trust me, I'm not the one that proved it. I'm just shining a light on it saying, yeah, you are stupid. because I was one of you. And now, look at us now. We've got a podcast that is talking about the economy, talking about people in the economy that the average person, the average American laborer, Illinoisan specifically, is able to comprehend. Not, well, if you look at this chart, no one's got time for that. No one cares. In fact, to be honest, there's one of the industries of this company, of Lincoln Ledger LLC, is Reagan Promulgate LLC, and that deals with the media portion of the company. And part of it is lectures. And in fact, that's one of the lectures it is done there is economics. Is economics. And it's taught at a level that even a person who never went to college can understand. The problem is, this version of economics is never taught in schools. And to be honest, I don't think it ever will. So, but that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for It's the Economy Stupid Podcast. I'm your chief economist. Thank you very much for watching. Brought to you by Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Economy Stupid Podcast, a program from Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC, a news and media company. Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you next week talking about 420, ladies and gentlemen. It's not next month. It's 2 months away. Who knows? Folks, we might do something live that goes, hey, smoke them when you got them. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. From St. Clair County, good night, Illinois, and good night, everyone else in America and across the world. Good night.